Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
For today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about my learnings for this year, 2015, because September 24th marks my 54th birthday. And what a year it's been. So I shared with those of you who listened to my last podcast or two about my move out here to California. And the thing that one needs to understand is that my soul had been directing me to come out here since, oh my God, it was even before I came out here and saw the lovely Pacific for my trainings in hypnosis and neurolinguistics. It was really a calling that I felt going back to maybe my last year in college when I just felt drawn out here. And I didn't even really know exactly why. I thought it was for law school, but I didn't even apply to go to law school out here, as it happened back then. I applied for law school out in Massachusetts and was rejected two different times over a period of several years, but that's a different story. And so I came out here to California, and I really had some really high hopes. But as is true in life so many times, the things that we think, the things that we believe are going to be awaiting us sometimes are not. And instead we get other gifts. And not all these gifts always feel so good when you get them, really. Because when I first came out here, although I had a place to stay, I thought I'd have a week in that place. I was really kicked out after 4 days because the gentleman who was kind enough to allow me into his place had other people coming. And so one of his friends found me a place to go where I spent 5 weeks, five very long, arduous weeks, living among, I would say, alcoholics and drug addicts. It gave me kind of the inside understanding of how addicts actually live. The interesting thing is that they're playing Russian roulette with their life pretty much every day based on their habits. These people that I was with were drinking vodka with Red Bull, and at least on one occasion I saw them snorting cocaine in front of me. They were rather shocked that I wasn't willing to take part. But as I explained to them, my work was really about helping people let go of addictions, not becoming an addict, ironically as that was. And from that point forward, my life got really more miserable with these folks because they didn't want me really among them, being the goody-two-shoes or whatever, because I thought it really wasn't awesome to be dead before 30 years old, although at that point in time I was already 53 years old. However, it was really a learning because these people, they were very nasty to one another. The couple that shared the room next to me were fighting and arguing 1 minute and talking love language the next. It was really bizarre. And the morning I woke up to use the bathroom at like 5:20 or something in the morning and found the woman who leased the house in the bathroom, light on, passed out, but I didn't know if she was dead or passed out when I saw her there, because she was never in that bathroom. She had her own bathroom by the master bedroom. It was pretty scary, and it freaked me out to say the very least, never mind the abuse that I took from the female of the couple who chose two different times to yell and scream at me for parking my car where I was told to park it, because she didn't have a place to put her Mercedes-Benz, because someone else had taken her spot. It was awful, but I learned some very important things. And what I learned was that one can have really the best of motives, But when you're dropped in a place that doesn't follow your values or your beliefs, you can be crushed. And you know, I was crushed in that place. It took me quite a few months to really overcome the traumas that I suffered in that household. And I was really lucky because I had some people really behind me in my life back in Boston who really helped me out so much. My godson is certainly one of those people. Always positive, always helpful, always present, always there, always funny, always seeing the positive in really negative situations. And then there was Donna, a person who I helped to overcome addictions, who kind of helped me to look at it from a different perspective. And that was also really, truly helpful because at some point in time, I know that that information will be really useful if and when I work with addicts or those who work with addicts, again, having had that inside opportunity to see how they actually live. And trust me, the house was really in bad condition. It was filthy, dirty, disgusting, even though it was a beautiful house. It kind of showed what was going on inside the minds and bodies of those who resided in that house over a period of time. And then there was my friend Dorothea up in Seattle, who again is always able to make me laugh regardless of the horrors that I'm living. And she was able to just sort of talk the ironies and help me understand that life was bigger than this and that soon I'd be out of that mess and to not worry so much about it and leave it behind. And I did leave it behind even while I was there because I would drive from LA, actually this was North Hollywood, a place that I learned to despise through this experience, down to Redondo Beach area, where I was led to this beautiful place called Rancho Palos Verdes, where actually one of my mentors in hypnosis lives high up on the hill overlooking the ocean. And I only found that out when I bumped into her at a roundtable for health professionals. We only had two meetings there. And then I actually was able to go to her house when I went to another colleague's wife's funeral, someone who I had only talked to that colleague once on the phone about one of the programs he was offering. But I knew his name, and I was living 9 minutes from his place, well, actually from the place where the funeral was happening. Well, not the funeral, it was really a memorial service for his wife, which Shelley herself, Shelley Stockwell that is, was officiating. And after that, she invited everybody there to go to her beautiful house. And that's how I was able to gain entry to her house and see all the cool things that she had collected on all her travels abroad, doing her more spiritual work, shall we say. Here in San Pedro, it's been interesting. I've gone to many networking groups over the year, and I've met a lot of pretty cool people doing some pretty neat things. I'm kind of drawn more to the nonprofit-oriented people who are really working to make change in the community as a whole than the people who, to some degree or another, sort of puff out their feathers, shall we say, to speak about their businesses and that which they hope to do inside their businesses or whatever it is that they're doing. But there was another piece of this journey that I wasn't really expecting, and it came in the form of finding $160 in my Bank of America account, put there by my most eccentric, best, oldest, non-biological sister ever, Dorothea, who I called up, actually, as I was going to go into a food store after checking to see how much money I had left in my Bank of America account to put toward food, and found her deposit in there. I knew it was her because she's the only one who would do such a thing without telling me first. And what she did was she put that money in there so that I could create a different business, working under her and helping to support her in building her business, a business she had been working on to some degree or another for the last 5 years, most of the work that she'd been doing in this business was really about personal growth and development in building up her sense of self-worth so she could go out and tell people about the program that she was out there selling to others called Legal Shield, which is all about giving people access to justice within the legal system in terms of what would be considered similar to like insurance program, either health insurance or life insurance, where a monthly fee is paid so that basics can be taken care of when people feel like they're being taken advantage of by a company or by a landlord or need contracts to be looked at or whatever. And I wasn't really into it when I first heard about it, but the thing that really drew me to the opportunity was that the people involved in Legal Shield are about personal development first and sharing the opportunity to get justice with those who wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise. Because the company was founded by a gentleman who was in a car accident and found that he went through all his savings in order to get his good name back, even though he wasn't at fault for that accident, and realized that everyone needed a right to legal access to some degree or another. And so it's been kind of a push-pull with me because hypnosis is my love. It is the thing that I feel called by my creator to do more than anything else. And it's been really hard making an income doing this work, but yet for each person whose life I've been able to touch in some fashion or form, the fulfillment and the meaningfulness of that outweighs anything that I could possibly be doing otherwise. That's what I know. It's what I've been put here to do. Wayne Dyer passed away a few days ago, and he talked about the journey of the soul or spirit and being called to do the things that he was called to do. And I can resonate with that. I didn't have God touch me on my shoulder and tell me that this is what I was meant to do. But what I do know is that nothing keeps me from doing it. And somehow, miracles keep arising to allow me to continue doing this work, even in the financial challenges that I find as I'm going forth doing this work. People always show up to help me out, and I ask for funds, and they give it to me, and I'm able to continue the work, and that's really all that matters in some fashion or form. It doesn't matter how many people I touch. It really doesn't. It just matters that those people are helped. And the way that they're helped is from my heart and soul. And I only work with the people who I really do believe I can help. And that's one of the reasons I don't make as much as other people, because I'm unwilling to just take someone's money not knowing if I can do the work. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't take on hard cases and things that I've never done before. But there needs to be some inkling, some idea, some belief that they've been traumatized in some fashion or form that I can figure out a way to help them through it, even if I don't know how, when I take on the case. It's a feeling I get when I talk to them. And am I right about this 100% of the time? No. Nobody's right 100% of the time. But probably 97% of the time, or something like that. I don't really do math too well, but it's pretty high up there, actually. And even those who haven't necessarily been able to finish out their payments to me, even they have gained more than what they would have had they not. And sometimes you just take on cases knowing that they can't really pay. Just knowing that they need the helping hand, and that's what I'm here to do above and beyond anything else. And that's why I believe other people give me helping hands when I need it, even when I don't ask for it, and even when I do. And so the lesson in the journey that I've been on this year has been one of, I guess, another pilgrimage of sorts after Israel. Because I'm really out here not knowing anybody in California. I mean, you know, all my friends are in other places, really. I've gotten to know my roommate and her family. But close. I wouldn't say that we're close, although we've had intimate conversations about things over the time I've been here. It's not that kind of intimate relationship like I have with the friends I've had for ages and ages who've just always been by my side there to help me out, believing in my work and who I am as a person. And I think that's the main learning from this year. It's about faith, and it's about forgiveness. Because a piece of what I also reconciled myself to just this morning, as a matter of fact, as I was listening to a Hay House presentation of a remembrance of Wayne Dyer. Wayne talks about forgiveness of his father who left him when he was a child, left his family as a result of his alcoholism, and needing to forgive. And I've known for a long time that forgiveness is the tonic to all anger, all loss, all guilt and shame. That would be forgiveness towards self versus others. And today, even though it's not my birthday today, it's the 22nd, it's been a day of just reconciling myself to forgive those who I feel hurt me, especially when I was just starting to take off in my business and making it more difficult than it needed to be, and those who distracted me with the problems when I really needed to focus on my work, but also realizing that by being present, when I was called to be present to help those people who were there for me in my earlier years, I'm talking about my mom in particular, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do because it's the right thing to do. And during those times that I needed to go and help her through very, very hard, difficult situations, regardless of how it put me out at that time, well, she deserved it because she put me on this planet, she got me educated, and she helped me through my early years so that I could at least do the things that I needed to do and learned that I could overcome pretty much anything that I needed to overcome in my life. That started with her. My father, who died when I was 23 and a half years old, right after I got to know him pretty intimately after working with him in his office, he taught me anything that was of any value in terms of choosing a life worth living. My life has not been easy, but I've done so many incredible things over the years, and I've overcome so many wonderful challenges that the most important learning that I can give you is to follow your soul's journey and to understand that our challenges are there to give us deeper meanings in our lives and to let us understand that we're not supposed to understand it all. We're just supposed to experience it all and gain the revelations that we can through introspection, however you choose to do it, and the relationships that we share with those people who truly are there for us and believe in us, regardless of the mistakes we make, and regardless of perhaps some of the things that we might have done along the way that might have created some hurts. And of course, we have to ask their forgiveness for those hurts, as my wonderful client Antonio Martin taught me when I was working with him, 16 years old at the time. He was not just asking forgiveness from others, he actually asked for forgiveness from others. And his father was there in that session, and it was one of the most beautiful, touching experiences of my whole life, watching them come together as a team in their healing of this odyssey that they went on through Antonio's horror system. You can actually read his testimonial on the website, dawningvisions.com, DAWNING, V as in Victor, IS as in Sam, IONS.com. And I would invite you to read his own story, Antonio, I think it's BM and Lull, Antonio Martin's story, 8 years later. And what he did was he told his story to me and I transcribed it for him. And he asked me to use his name because he wanted people to understand that if he could get over all the horrors that he lived as a young child, anyone could get over anything. And so, this is my learnings to you. And I would like you to understand that whatever you may be going through at this moment in time, be it wonderful or be it hard, there's always something that we can gain as long as we're willing to go deep enough inside to understand the truths that are before our very eyes, as well as the wonders that we have yet to live. Again, I invite you to go to the website, dawningvisions.com. And when you sign up for the book, Wake Up Doctors, and the newsletter, you will also be given a gift page. And there is a hypnosis induction there for free, amongst four other gifts, that will help you to let go of stress. And I know we all have too much stress, so perhaps you can make some good use of that and get an idea of the type of work that I offer. Go forth and create your own learnings in your own lives. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.